Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has always taught His people who love Him, people who put their trust in Him. They cause God to trust them. And when people reach out for the knowledge of God, the Lord gives us what we need. Give us what we can receive. He give us things according to His plan, His purpose, and also to heal our purpose and our plans. He leaves nothing out that we need. And He thinks of everything. I always say that, I know, but God loves us and He's considerate. And when you consider what He's done for us, without Him, we couldn't enjoy life. Sometimes when I praise the Lord and worship Him, I say, Lord, I'm glad that You're God. I'm glad that You do things like You do. You know, if you think about it, you can't imagine the blessings that He's given us. He's given us the ability to taste our food, to fix it the way we want it. He gave us all kind of herbs and spices that grow on the earth. All kind of fruits and vegetables. I mean, He thinks of everything. Proud people take it for granted. But when you consider what He's done, you know, He made the trees to give us shade and replenish the oxygen. You know, we breathe out carbon dioxide. The trees breathe carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. So, He thinks of everything. So when you trust Him with your life, if you can quiet your spirit, if you can be at peace, and just look at Him, don't look at the problem anymore. Look at Him. He got you. He can help you out. And with that being said, He can help us out a whole lot faster and better if we cooperate. Even if you get what you want, sometimes when people get what they want, they take their eyes off the Lord again and they enjoy whatever they got. But it's not going to last. What helps us to sustain is looking at the Lord, considering His ways, and never deviating from His principles. Now, I'm not a legalistic Christian. Sometimes people get into legalities. I got to do a certain method. I have to do a certain ritual. Life is better than rituals. Life is sincerity. It's having sincere hope, sincere faith, sincere love. Rituals is an act. Rituals are like teenagers that act right around their parents. They do what's expected. They know what's expected. They're performing. But sincerity is life. When they do what's right because it's right. When they do what's right to honor their parents, that's sincerity. When they live to honor God, that's sincerity. Sometimes we do what's right because we fear God, which is better than sin. But it's better to do what's right because we know that the life of God is working in our life and we love Him. That's sincerity. It's far better than any ritual. People put pressure on themselves to do the ritual, study, pray, go to church. Now let's forget about the rituals. Let's study, pray, and go to church because it works. When you study, you're feeding your spirit, man, so you can be aware of what's around you, so that you can be on point with the plan of God. It takes a healthy intake of God's word to cooperate with the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to say that again. It takes a healthy intake of the word of God. That's how you have a visual of who God is. That's why. That's how you're God conscious. That's why you hunger for the things of God, the things of righteousness. And then when the Holy Spirit speaks, you recognize His voice because you receive His words in you, in your heart. And Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Well, your spirit and your soul is included inside your body. So if you have a visual of who the Lord is, my friend, you can, your whole being will be full of light. All of you will cherish the love of God. And it works. Now you're out of the ritual phase and you're in the life. And the enemy, who's the same enemy that tempts you against God, against the word, things that make you strong, he also tries to tempt you against life, the result of doing God's word. Now, I'm not talking about everyday mundane living in a warfare world where people are naughty. I'm talking about the living things. You live, and you live according to God's word. That's life. Your love is life. Your wisdom contributes to life. Your wisdom is life. The wisdom of God is life, and you receive it as your own. It works. Everything that works according to God's plan, my friend, is life. And then when people get off track, you don't have to join them and get off track. You can continue to live. And with the wisdom of God, when the Holy Spirit shows you what to do, you'll do it in patience. And you can help people. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Because everybody has a will where God will show you how to govern your life. And remember, the Lord our God can show you the end from the beginning, and most people don't know this. So when the Holy Spirit tries to warn you, you can avoid things that you don't have to deal with. But some things get by you, and the Lord, you'll just have to go forward from that point on. Hopefully everything will work out to your favor. But the Lord taught me, when it comes to a person's will, that's where we get off the bus. So at least you can do what God requires, and He can restore. God is the God of restoration. He can help a person heal. He can help us go forward. Now, I say these things because things in life can go sideways, not the life of God. But the world system has so much interference, and it's designed to bring people back down. It takes the life of God to overcome it. Even if you don't see any problems or are aware of any problems you have right now, that doesn't mean the enemy's not working. The moment you go out and live and do a good and you're doing good in life, the enemy's plots and plans against your life. And the Lord knows this. But preachers preach around these things. The war is coming to your door, is what I'm saying. It's coming. It always was. And now you know when things go wrong, you know it. Even if things are going good and you're in the middle of God's will, you're doing what He say do. Every time He give me an assignment, I protect it. I tell Satan, you can't work here. I say, all of your plans are dead. You can't touch this work. And I pray for my loved ones, because He'll try to hinder them to get to me. The very night I started, the first weekend I got my website running, my son had a wreck. The enemy will try to get to your people to change your focus, but don't let him win. Fill your heart with the Lord's word and conquer. The reason the word says that we're more than conquerors is because it's true. God gave us the ability to conquer. You're not subject to the rudiments of this world. But see, people get in trouble when they try to ritualize the life of God. It's all right to have timely habits and methods, but you just have to keep it in the right tense. You have to keep it life first. It's not just a ritual. It's not just something you do to please God. I don't just study to make God happy with me. He already loved me. I can't do anything to make him love me more. He loves me whether his love don't require me to be he don't require my performance. He don't require my dedication to love me. He loves me now. Even when I was on the run, he loved me. And my parents prayed for me, and he gave me wisdom while I was on the other side, before I was a Christian. I had praying parents. And many Christians have children that they're wayward, but they're also receiving knowledge because their parents love God. And as they get older, they look back and remember. They get a chance to see how things really are in the world, and their parents are outstanding because their parents love God. That's why if you train up a child when they're young, when they're old, they won't depart from it. But foolishness is also bound in the heart of a child. It's not the parents. If you're a parent and your children are doing foolishness, it's not your fault. That's what they chose to do. But the more of God's word you teach them, the word will help raise them. And that's what should have happened to us, but it doesn't always work that way. People that put God last, their advice does the same thing. The way that they live does the same thing. If they put God last, that they grow up putting God last, and their children see them put God last, and their children put. And when they get grown, they put God last. Because that's the kind of tree that they came from. But see, you can control the outcome of your children by loving God. And you'll have children that naturally love God. And children are also exponential. They do greater. Whatever they do it more so. Whether good or bad. Before Abraham begat Isaac, the Lord told him to be perfect. Because this time next year, you'll have a son. Now, he was old, and his wife was past the years of childbearing. They were both old. He was almost 100, and Sarah was 10 years younger. And she had a child the next year, like God said. But the Lord told him to be perfect. I think it was chapter 18. Why would he tell Abraham, what does being perfect have to do with having a child? That clued us in on something. The kind of person you are is the kind of person that you produce. A good tree bears good fruit. An evil tree bears evil fruit. And it can't change. But you can change the kind of person you are. So, when you fill your heart with the Lord's word, and you live it, that's the kind of fruit you'll bear. And foolishness will still be in the heart of all children. But you gave them something in their DNA that's going to help them out. A sincere hunger for the word of God. A sincere desire to do right. And that's the best thing a person can have in this world. Now, when they seek the Lord, they're going to learn from him. And some will say, what about the other parent? They may not be like that. They might not. So, the more you love God, the better chance you give your children of making it out of this world alive. Some people are sorry, and they're not going. They put God last, and they don't care about God. But the parent that loves God, God can work with. You know, they gave him something. If you didn't do anything, and then you married somebody or had children with somebody that don't like God, now it's harder. But it's a slimmer chance that your children will survive this evil world. But it's also up to the child. Sometimes children see their parents act such a fool, they don't want to ever be that way. And they hate what's wrong. If they see their parents drunk, they don't want to drink. They hate alcohol. They saw what it did to their family and how the shame and the misery and the lack. And then when they find God, they're more like King Josiah. He hated, there was no king, not even David, that hated sin more than Josiah. He wanted to wipe sin out of Jerusalem, but Jerusalem had already tipped the scale. Even his righteous works wasn't enough to keep Israel from going into captivity. Manasseh filled their sins and tipped the nation over, and they had to go into captivity. They became so corrupt from having bad leaders that they had to go into captivity. If you read the Kings and you read the prophets, you'll see what I'm saying. Jeremiah had to warn them that they were going into captivity. And Isaiah had to blind them. But Josiah did what was right. He went down in the record books of being one of the most notable kings in Israel. And his own grandmother tried to kill him to have power. That heartless grandmother, she loved power more than her own children. She had all of her children killed. But the nurse got Josiah and escaped. She wasn't much of a grandmother not to realize that she had another grandchild out there. He came from the bottom and still hated sin. So, don't discount people. God thinks of everything when people don't. But just like you can avoid being negative, you can and be positive. You can give God something to work with. And when you're willing and obedient, He'll guide you to the most. See, He's looking at the future, and He can help you solve future problems by the choices He gives you currently. Don't be distracted by the things of this world. Learn to look at Him. That's where your peace comes from in the first place. That's where your joy comes from. And everything else is just a bonus. If in this world, people are they're groomed to depend on others. A job. Having a good job to be whole. Having a good marriage to be whole. Having good family relationships to be whole. You don't need those things to be whole because the Word of God says we're complete in Him. But some people are so frustrated, they say, how can I be complete when everything's awry? All right. Jesus did the work in you. He completed you. He completed you. You don't need a marriage to complete you. You don't need children to complete you. You don't need a wife to complete you or a husband to complete you if you're a woman. You have to say it that way these days. Because some folks think they can marry a man think they can marry another man. That's not a marriage. That's an abomination. That's not sanctified by God. A woman marrying a woman, that's political foolishness. That's satanic. It's debauchery in the lowest form. It's a mockery against the life that God gave. It's unnatural, and it's not even worthy to be called a marriage. It's deadly. That's Satan's trump card. It's homosexuality. That's what he does to destroy nations, to tip them over so that God will have to judge him. And some people are born, they even from a child, they may experience these feelings, but that's a temptation. You just got to overcome it just like you would being a thief or being a liar. Everything that's not of God, it don't fit your life. If it don't fit Genesis, it don't fit. But the Word of God takes you far beyond all those things, and He has a solution for every problem. If a man feels feminine, God has a solution. But you don't need props and crutches to be complete. We're complete in Christ, not through other people, not in a work situation, a job, a business. Those are bonuses. And I learned these things in the middle of a storm. And I learned to love other people. I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people, because I didn't think I could. I knew that I was going to get in a fight and be angry and be in strife with somebody if I didn't do so. I didn't know how to fix it. So I said, Lord, I need You to teach me how to love Your people. And most of the things I learned it when I was in the most difficult seasons of my life. I was trying to survive. And I wanted to please God with my life. I wanted to honor God with my life. I knew that God was real, and I knew hell was real, and I wanted to help people avoid it and go to heaven. And then the Lord called me to the ministry. Now, I didn't want to be a minister, and I didn't know how to live. That didn't make sense to me. But I had the calling and I had the answers, so I had to had to learn things. And I learned not to depend on people. I don't depend on organizations, because some churches will vote you out. If you preach the truth hard enough, they'll vote you out. They're deacon possessed. So if you hear the word correctly, and the preacher did right, they fought a battle just to get your message right. The enemy tried to neutralize that message. He tried to neuter the message of God. And he tried to spay the praise. You know, when people don't want their dogs to have puppies anymore, they have them spayed or neutered. And that's precisely what false prophets do and attempt to do to God's word. There are tares among the wheat, folks. Who is a tare? Who is the wheat? Sometimes they look alike. I can't tell, and I don't try to tell. I govern my life according to God's word. And tares will be tares, and wheat will be wheat. Sheep will be sheep, goats will be goats. But you can always lean on the Lord, and He will show you your wisdom. He thinks of everything. And as I learn His word, I learn to think like Him. And I have what? More peace. And sometimes relationships can be restored. But what I'm saying is, God thinks of all things. He's got your back. Trust Him in a super way. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.